This article is called Built to Thrive. It's written by Jeff Favre, who is an assistant professor at Pierce College in Los Angeles. He also is a frequent contributor to The Living Lutheran. Anyone driving along Oak Street in Lexington, South Carolina this spring may notice about a half a dozen construction workers and a few volunteers attaching boards to a wooden frame skeleton with a prominent arch in front. What the passerby won't be able to see is that this frame and the concrete foundation represent a years-long dream being fulfilled by the South Carolina Synod. When finished, the structure will serve as a permanent home to Cristo Rey, a Latino ministry that began 12 years ago with two families and has since grown into a congregation that sees dozens of baptisms every year. The new congregation will soon leave St. David Lutheran in West Columbia, South Carolina, which has shared its space with Cristo Rey for several years. The spiritual leadership for Cristo Rey comes from the Leon family, beginning with Andres, a doctor, who founded the congregation, and now his father, Jorge, serves as pastor. For Jorge Leon, the concept of ownership is crucial to the development and growth of Cristo Rey. He says, "We are so grateful to St. David's for receiving us with open hearts and arms and sharing with us their sanctuary. They were like our mother church, but at the same time, it's like two families living in the same apartment. You don't have the freedom to make certain decisions about how you will do things." Currently, Cristo Rey has one weekly service, Sundays at 5 p.m., but with the new building, Leon hopes to add more worship times, and his dream is to have a Latino service in English because that's the language most of the children speak outside the home. "I will keep the traditions, but I'll use a language they feel more comfortable speaking. They're more American, in some ways, than Latino." Leon said one of the biggest challenges for Cristo Rey is diversity. While there's a unifying element of Spanish-speaking worshipers, they represent at least 10 nationalities, each with unique traditions. But when you receive people with love and interest, you know their names and they see that you care. Herman Use, Bishop of the South Carolina Synod, explained that Cristo Rey's growth is important not only for Latinos in the area, but for the ELCA's future. "As we are becoming an older denomination, it's important to have the energy and passion of our Latino brothers and sisters. It renews the whole church," he said. "It's like Pentecost is happening in South Carolina. I helped them with 22 confirmations in December, and they have 35 to 40 kids who come forward for the children's message. It's a young church, and they are beginning to understand what our gospel is all about. Many were not churched at all, and so they're learning what it means to be loved by God and that they're forgiven by God's grace and that they matter." Architect David Cohn designed Cristo Rey's new building to support the growing congregation and reflect its Latino heritage. Cohn, a member of St. David, has witnessed Cristo Rey's ministry from the beginning. When he came on board as architect, he engaged congregational leaders in conversations to develop a design ideal for their membership. "You can look at that facade and begin to see elements of the Latino culture," Cohn said. "The stark white stucco color is direct from one of the churches in Oaxaca, Mexico, that they really liked. The arch piece in the middle and the arched entry, that's sort of lined up with bricks, also comes from that example. And once you come in, I think that the driveway lined with trees will be a very comfortable kind of place that ties everything together." ELCA Mission Builders is providing labor and management oversight for the construction project. Mission Builders is made up of ELCA volunteers who work alongside local members of congregations, schools, camps, and social ministry organizations to complete construction projects. Bill Graves, director of Mission Builders, said he wanted to work with Cristo Rey from the minute he heard about the congregation's project. With the start of construction, Graves and Leon have been seen strong participation from Cristo Rey members working on the crew. Cohen said the Lexington community has been supportive of the new congregation, and he's excited to see members of Cristo Rey and other outside sources contribute time and money and resources to fill each need as it arises. Several of Cristo Rey's children raised what money they could to help with the funding. "It's just been a miracle," Cohen said. "I don't know how else to say it." Graves said construction of Cristo Rey's building should be complete by June, providing the project continues on schedule.